Southern California horse racing is investigating a mystery that Dick Francis might have written. Somebody is trying to nobble, as Mr. Francis would say, horses that are likely to attract the betters by shoving fragments of sponge up their noses. Horses don't breathe through their mouths, so restricting their only airway can slow them down, even cause them harm. Bill Christine covers horse racing for the Los Angeles Times. Mr. Christine, this episode of sponging that we're talking about here occurred last month at Santa Anita. Any idea who did it?
No, they're still investigating, and there haven't been any reoccurrences of the four incidents. But to my knowledge, there are no suspects.
How is this done? What does whoever is shoving sponges up the nose of horses, what do they do?
Well, first of all, they have to get to the horse, and they do have security at the barns that's provided both by the state and the individual trainers. Then you would have to probably get the horse outside the stall because someone's going to have to hold the horse, and the other conspirator supposedly would insert the sponges in the nostrils.
They just use the same sponges that are used to groom the horses. I mean, things that would be sitting around in any stable anyway.
It would be that type of material. The size would be much smaller than we would think of. It's probably about the size of a chicken egg. The sponges that were used in some cases in Kentucky approximated that size.
So would this have to be an inside job, an exercise rider, a groom, a trainer, somebody who would be around the barns anyway?
Not necessarily. There's a suspicion that one of the cases might be related to a disgruntled ex-employee. It could also be conspiracy involving some bettors who might want to stop having a horse run that they know would not run well to try to cash a bet.
Why don't you explain how that works? Why some devious, nasty criminal mind would decide that this kind of thing is a good idea?
Well, if you have a small field of horses, and in California we do have a horse shortage, and many of our fields, it's not unusual for five or six horses to make up a race, and they have what they call trifecta betting, which where you pick the one, two, three in order. Those are higher payoffs. So as you can see, if you have six horses and two are out and you're betting three, even you or I could probably do some good with those kind of odds.
Is there some sort of a test? I mean, how would you know if you were trying to control this at a park? What would you do to be sure that you weren't putting anybody out on the track who had sponges up their noses?
All the horses are examined basically for soundness the day they race by a state veterinarian, and there are two ways that he might be able to find sponges in the airways. One would simply be by putting the finger up there and seeing if he could find a foreign substance. The more involved way and the more positive way of doing it is through an endoscopic exam. An endoscope is a kind of a fiber optic gadget that can investigate what would be in the airway.
This hasn't happened in several weeks. Why do you think it stopped?
It is unusual that it hasn't happened again because a couple of years ago there were dozens of cases in Kentucky that took place well over a year in time. So California, in stepping up their investigation, also has their fingers crossed that, perhaps this is something that is going to go away.
Bill Christine, thanks very much.
Nice to be with you.
Bill Christine writes about horse racing for the Los Angeles Times.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.